The Mets going for their third straight win over the Braves. Pick up the action bottom of the fourth. Atlanta in front 1-0. Travis d'Arnaud facing Sean Newcomb with two men on.
263 with runners in scoring position. First pitch grounder, could be two. Up with it is Swanson. And he bobbles it. Reached down to get it. Maybe got in a hurry. It is going to go as an error. E6 and a run scores. Lagares scores. And now we're tied. And another 2-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Went down and in with a good breaking ball. So the Braves load him up. Cannot cash a ticket. Three strikeouts in the ball game for Gazelman. Two in the inning. No runs. Three hits. Three left. And a payoff pitch coming. Grounded up the middle and past a diving Swanson. Scoring on the front end is Gazelman. Following him home is Reyes. So one strike away from getting out of it is Newcomb. But a single by d'Arnaud will put two on the board and will give the Mets a 3-1 lead.
And the pitch hit hard to deep right field. That one's going to get out of here into the second deck. Three-run home run for Dominic Smith. And the Mets break it open here in the bottom of the seventh. It's now 6-1. Fly ball to left field, deep. Going back is Peterson onto the warning track, over his head, up against the fence. Scoring is Reynolds. Aoki coming around, and he will be held at third. And down to second with a double is Reyes. It's 7-1.
The Mets will win their third in a row over the Braves, taking it 7-1. Robert Gesellman the victory, allowing just a run in six frames, striking out four. Jose Reyes, two hits, an RBI, and a run scored. The Mets drew 10 walks in the game. The Braves dropped their third consecutive game to the Mets. Manager Brian Snitker spoke after.
Well, I'm sure he's went into uncharted territory. He never pitched this late competitively like that. He's been in instructional league if he's been there and just working out in an inning or two here or there. But so it's until they go through it, they don't know how to go through it. So it's good that he's made it and he'll be able to make his next start. So that's a good thing. I like what I see. I mean, the upside's really good with this kid. And he's going to have to. They all got things that they need to work on, but the experience is, has been really good for them here. I think he should go away from this season that he belongs here, that he can pitch here. He's got the stuff to pitch here. It's just about executing pitches. You know, he come in the other day and got a big double play. And, the ball first was hard hit, but then, because last couple times been pretty good. You know, he's kind of looked like he was rebounding and, I think he tried to cut a fastball in on that Smith and didn't get it. Well, it's hard because I respect the heck out of him. And he's been a very successful pitcher for a long time. And he's going through a tough spot. And like I say, he's had a couple, two or three good ones and thought maybe, kind of turned a corner and regrouped and just had a hard time making a pitch tonight.
Up next, the Braves begin their final series of the year on the road against Miami on Thursday. Julio Teheran on the hill.